Here's your money briefing for Monday, November 15th. I'm Trinanery for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. A lot of Americans struggle with paying medical bills. Unpaid bills can lead to lingering debt and drag down credit scores. But there may be some relief if you ask the right questions.
Mistakes do happen. Hospitals will sometimes bill for something that didn't happen. If you're confused about the itemized bill, you should call and ask about that.
Coming up, we'll talk with our health insurance reporter, Anna Wilde Matthews, about how to negotiate hospital bills. That's after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Last week on the show, we talked about how insurance doesn't always fully cover healthcare costs. Sometimes you get stuck with a big bill, and if it's left unpaid, big debt. But there could be a way out. You may be able to slash the amount you owe by negotiating. For some pointers on how to do it, I'm joined by WSJ health insurance reporter Anna Wilde Matthews. Hi, Anna. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Let's go over first steps. I get a bill. Should I assume I actually owe that amount?
No, you definitely should pause. If you have insurance, you should wait to get documents from your insurer. Those are called explanations of benefits that say how much they're going to pay, because you shouldn't pay until you're sure that the insurer has done everything that it is going to do on that bill. And if you think there should be more, you can call the insurer, make sure you understand what's going on, and you can appeal if they're not covering something that you think they should cover. Another thing you should do is get, if you're confused about a bill, you should ask for an itemized copy to look for mistakes. Mistakes do happen. Hospitals will sometimes bill for something that didn't happen. If you're confused about the itemized bill, you should call and ask about that.
So let's say I know I'm not getting billed for anything I shouldn't. Can I still try to get a break anyway? Is bargaining allowed?
Definitely bargaining is allowed. Once you're sure that you've gotten as much as you're going to get from the insurer and you've worked that out with them and the insurer and maybe in the hospital have worked it out between them, then you can swing into bargaining mode. You can call the hospital and maybe if it's more than you can afford, if it's more than you can manage, explain that. There are a couple steps you might be able to take. You can apply for financial aid. Many hospitals, particularly not-for-profit ones, have financial aid offerings. They're usually based on income. Sometimes they're mainly for the uninsured, but you should check. You might be eligible. You could be surprised. If you didn't think you were eligible, you might be surprised to find that you are. That financial aid can help a lot. There are application processes. They can be confusing, but don't give up and appeal if they deny you. If you think you should be eligible and they say no, you can appeal. A next step, once you've exhausted the possibilities of financial aid, is just to negotiate realistically with them about what you can do and when you can do it. Hospitals are often biased in favor of getting a quick payment. So if you can deliver some payment quickly, perhaps you can offer, this is what I can do now, but I can do it now. And that can be appealing, and sometimes they'll settle for less. Another thing you can do in negotiating is look at what other types of payers, like insurance companies and the federal Medicare program, pay for the services that you got. They're usually paying a lot less than you're being asked to pay. That can depend, but it's often the case. And that may be a good place to start your negotiations. Say, hey, I see Medicare pays this amount. That's really what I'd like to pay as well. And you can ask for a payment plan. But definitely what you don't want to do is just ignore the bill and let it fester, because that will result in potentially you being sent to collections.
Well, let's talk about that. So worst case scenario, what if the bill gets sent to collections? What could the impact be on my finances?
Well, that's still a process, and you definitely, similar to what you should do with the hospital before it gets sent to collections, you should engage with them. You don't want to ignore it, because when you ignore it, it doesn't go away and things tend to get worse. So you should try to talk to the collection agency, try to work out a payment plan. You can even try to go back to the hospital, although again, once it's in collections, you probably have to engage with the collection agency. If you aren't engaged with them, unpaid bills often do get reported to the credit bureaus. They have agreed to wait 180 days after the medical debt becomes delinquent before including it in your credit report, though. So you do have still some time after it gets sent to the credit bureau to try to work something out.
Going back to hospitals, these are big institutions. Do I really have any leverage in these sorts of negotiations?
Well, it is challenging, but hospitals want to get something out of you if they can. And realistically, so many big bills, people don't pay anything at all. So if they have the prospect of getting something quickly and getting something at all, that might be better for them than getting nothing. But there is no guarantee. And sometimes they're just going to draw a line and say, this is what you owe and this is what we want. They can be tough. One thing you can consider is working with a healthcare advocate. These are people who routinely negotiate bills. Sometimes if they're local, they even know the hospital people. That can be helpful. Some states have advocates who actually work for the state. There are not-for-profit organizations that can help you maybe free of charge. And there are also advocates who will work for a fee that you can try as well. It can help if you've gotten as far as you can down the road with the hospital. It's really just not something you can manage. You can seek out that expert advice.
And just to set expectations, how likely is this to actually work?
Well, it depends on the hospital. It depends on the situation. It is definitely the case that a lot of people are eligible for financial aid, and that can help hugely. Sometimes they will forgive the entire bill if you are at a certain income level. And a sad fact is there are people who get sent to collections who were eligible for financial assistance, but they didn't know it. You know, anytime someone gets sent to collections, it's horrible. But if they get sent to collections when they actually didn't have to pay the bill under the hospital's own financial aid policies, that seems particularly ironic and horrible. So it is definitely worth engaging. It doesn't always get you to where you need to be financially. Sometimes, as I said, the hospital will just not go where you need them to go in terms of bringing down the cost. But you definitely, definitely, definitely should try, because often it does get quite a bit lower.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal health insurance reporter Anna Wilde Matthews. Anna, thanks for breaking this down for us.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Trinae Nuri for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.